الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on this silsila where we discuss stories and parables of the glorious Quran in order for us to take lessons from them. In the very beginning, I will urge you, myself included, to make good intentions as our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, make as many good intentions today and don't delay. The more good intentions we make, the more reward we may obtain from the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make the good intentions now that I'm listening, I'm looking at the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to practice upon it and teach others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat and salutations upon the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, on the day of judgment, the one who will be closest to me will be that person who will have recited durood and salat upon me in abundance in this world. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we also desire this nearness and this closeness to the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that day of judgment, will be very, very testing and trying for each and every individual, then we should also engage in sending abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak and salawat and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in today's topic, we will be discussing two nations who actually oppress themselves because of their disbelief, because of not heeding the advice and the guidance given to them by prophets of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. These nations are the Aad and Thamud. And we will be discussing regarding the Thamud, the nation of the Thamud, regarding the she-camel that they demanded to be a miracle from Nabi Salih alayhi salam. And regarding the Aad, due to their oppression and their disbelief, a mighty windstorm had annihilated and destroyed them. Regarding the nation of Thamud, the famous Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Nabi Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, was sent to these people, the Thamud, when he delivered the message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal to them, when he called them towards the righteous path. But these cruel people, they demanded a miracle from him. And as we mentioned before in previous episodes, that the miracle of a prophet is called a mu'ajiza, and he shows the people this by the will and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that they can believe. However, some people, they see these miracles, but yet they still don't believe. So they demanded that from a certain mountain, the rocks that were there, they demanded Nabi Salih alayhi salam to make a pregnant she-camel emerge out of those rocks of the mountain. And it must be healthy, it must be without any defect, it must not be deformed. Therefore, Nabi Salih alayhi salam, he just pointed towards the rock that they wanted the she-camel to emerge, and suddenly the rock had split open and a very beautiful, healthy and tall she-camel had emerged from this rock, and it was pregnant as well, according to their wishes and desires. Upon coming out from this mountain, this rock, she also gave birth to a calf, and they both started to graze and walk around in the fields, in the plains and pastures. Now, in that area, there was only one lake in this valley. The water from the springs of the mountains used to all gather in this pond or this lake. Nabi Salih alayhi salam said, "Oh my people, look, you all have demanded this miracle, and now this she-camel, she will drink all the water of that pond, of that lake on one day, and the next day you people will have access to that lake and that pond in order to drink water or for whatever other needs that you have." The people agreed to these terms. Then Nabi Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he delivered a speech to the people of Thamud, and he said, and this is recorded in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 73. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya qawmi i'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. Qad ja'atkum bayyinatum min rabbikum. Hadihi naqatullahi lakum ayatan fadharuha. تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O my people, worship Allah. You do not have any deity except Him. Indeed, a clear proof has come to you from your Lord. This is Allah's she-camel assigned for you. So leave her free to feed in Allah's earth. And do not touch her with evil intentions, for a painful punishment will capture you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as we mentioned, this she-camel would drink all the water of that pond, of that lake on one day. So the people, they did not have access to any water on that particular day. But the following day, they would have access. So it will be alternately that she would have access one day, they wouldn't, and they would have access to the water on another day, the following day, and she wouldn't. So it continued like this. The people of Thamud, they began to feel this very difficult for a couple of days, because they could not get water on the day that the camel was drinking water. Therefore, they came up with an evil idea, and they had evil intentions. And that is, all of them decided to kill this she-camel. Amongst these people, there was an unfortunate person who had a reddish complexion, brown eyes, short height, and he was an illegitimate child born from an adulterer and adulteress. He agreed upon killing that she-camel because he was encouraged and motivated by the people, by the tribes of the Thamud. Sayyiduna Nabi Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam discouraged him from committing this evil act. But this person, whose name was Qadar bin Salif, he did not heed this advice. What he did, he approached the she-camel one day, and he cut the 4 feet of this she-camel, and then he slaughtered the camel, and he started to talk to Nabi Salih alayhi salam in a very rude and offensive manner. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 77. فَعَقَرُوا النَّاقَةَ وَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ ائْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So they hamstrung the she-camels and rebelled against the command of their Lord and said, O Salih, bring upon us what you promise us if you are a noble messenger. Due to this major sin, because that she-camel was a sign from Allah Azza wa Jal, it was a mu'ajiza, a prophetic miracle of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, and because of the sin of slaughtering and killing that she-camel, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal was inflicted upon the Thamud in such a way that in the beginning, a piercing, horrible scream was let out, followed by a major and massive earthquake, and this shook the whole area, the territory, upside down and completely destroyed it. All the buildings were completely destroyed, and every person, every individual of the people of Thamud, they had died falling upside down upon their knees. The glorious Quran mentions this also in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 78. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Therefore, the earthquake seized them, so in the morning they remained lying upside down in their homes. When Nabi Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he witnessed that the entire village has been destroyed and turned into pieces of bricks and stones lying everywhere because of that major earthquake, and everybody, the people of the Thamud, are destroyed and dead. He became grieved. He started to hate these people of the Thamud, and in its desolation, to such an extent that he turned his face away from them. And he went to another place, he left that village and settled somewhere else. Whilst leaving, he talks to the dead bodies and he says, as recorded in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 79,
يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O my people, indeed I did deliver my Lord's message to you and wished you good, but you do not want well wishes. The summary of this is that the entire town of the Thamud became a wasteland, and the people, they were crushed to death, such that not even a single person existed thereafter. Their lineage was cut. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because those people killed this she-camel, which was a sign of Allah Azza wa Jal, which was a mu'ajiza, a miracle of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, therefore Allah Azza wa Jal sent this kind of punishment in the form of a major earthquake and destroyed them completely. These people, they wanted to escape from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. But who can escape? If we continue to commit sins, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, then no amount of precautions that we take, security that we put up, even if we are in the highest towers or fortresses, death will come to us. Punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal is a reality. Even in the grave, it is mentioned that the punishment of the grave is a reality. May Allah protect us against being disobedient to Him and to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was the destruction of the nation and the people of Thamud. What about the people of the Aad nation? The Aad, they lived at a place called Ahqaf, which is a huge desert region between Oman and Hadramaut. Their tribe is known for this name as Aad because of their ancestor, whose name was Aad bin Aus bin Aram bin Sam bin Nuh. The same Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was a grand and great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. People started to call these people as the Aad because of their ancestor whose name was Aad. These people, they were worshipping false deities. They were idol worshippers. They were very, very cruel, very vicious as well. Almighty Allah Azawajal sent Sayyiduna Nabi Hud ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi wasalam as a prophet, as a guide to these people. But due to their arrogance, they denied him. They were stubborn over their disbelief. Nabi Hud alayhi salam repeatedly warned them that if they continue in their transgression, a severe punishment will be meted out to them by Allah Azza wa Jal. And they had mentioned to this great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Hud alayhi salam, and they said, this is recorded in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 70.
أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Have you come to us in order that we worship only Allah and abandon those whom our ancestors worshipped? So bring upon us what you promise us, if you are truthful. Finally, the signs of punishment started to appear. But look at these people, how brave and bold they were, that they told this Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you want us to abandon worshipping what our ancestors worshipped and those false deities and idols. If you promise us punishment, let us see the punishment. Where is it? Allahu Akbar. And finally, punishment started to appear. There was no rain for 3 years. Famine and drought prevailed everywhere. The condition of the people worsened, that they were dying for even a single grain. It was a common tradition in those days that whenever any problem or difficulty was experienced, they used to make dua by the sacred Kaaba, and therefore the problems were removed. Therefore, a group of the people of Aad went towards Makkatul Mukarramah. And within this group or this delegation, there was a person called Marasad bin Sa'ad, who was a believer, but he kept his iman, his faith, hidden from the people. When the people began making dua and supplicating by the glorious Kaaba, the faith, the iman and spiritual enthusiasm of Marasad bin Sa'ad, it really took control over him. He said, in an emotional outburst, he says that, oh my people, no matter you make millions of du'as and supplications, I take an oath by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal that the rain will not fall until you don't believe in your Prophet Hud alayhi salam. When Sayyidina Marsad bin Sa'ad revealed his iman that he was a believer to the people of Aad, these evil people began to beat him, they began to hit him, and they separated him. At that time, Allah Azza wa Jal sent three clouds. One was white in color, one was red, and the other was dark, was black in color. And a voice was heard coming out from the skies, saying, O people of Aad, you may choose one cloud amongst these three clouds for yourselves. They chose the black cloud, assuming out of their weak intellect that maybe this black cloud will bring rain towards us. Therefore, the black cloud moved towards their village of the Aad. The people of Aad became extremely happy upon seeing the black cloud. Sayyiduna Nabi Hud alayhi salam said, O my people, witness that the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal is approaching you in the form of this cloud. But these cruel people, they still denied their Prophet alayhi salam, and they said, what type of punishment is this and where is it from? They said, it is only a cloud which is coming to us to provide us with rain. The cloud then approaches them towards their village from the west, and all of a sudden a mighty storm blows up from that cloud. This mighty windstorm was so violent that it would throw away the camels. The camels themselves could not withstand the might of this windstorm, and they were flying into the air along with the riders from one place to another. It became so violent that it started to actually uproot the trees and threw the trees in different directions. Upon seeing this, the people of Aad They ran into their stone-carved palaces and shut their doors. However, this mighty storm was so great that it not only uprooted their doors, but also completely destroyed their palaces. This mighty windstorm continued for 7 nights and 8 days and destroyed and killed each and every individual of the people of Aad. Not even a single person was left surviving. When the storm had subsided, had completed, the dead corpses, the corpses of the people of Aad were lying all around the ground like date palms that have been uprooted. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Al-Haqqah,
وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ 7 لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And as for Aad, they were destroyed by a severe thundering windstorm. It forced it upon them with strength consecutively for 7 nights and 8 days. So you would see those people overthrown in it like trunks of date palms fallen down. So do you see any survivor among them? Then with the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, a flock of blackbirds appeared. They picked up the dead bodies of the Aad and threw them into the ocean. Sayyidina Hud ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam then left that area and went to Makkah al-Mukarramah with a few mu'mineen, a few believers who had embraced faith. They then remained by the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Kaaba Sharif, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal until the last moments of their life. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we've heard these Quranic verses regarding the people of Aad. They were very powerful. They were what we would call giants because they were extremely tall, and because of their build, their height, their physique, they were very, very powerful. They were well established and had lush gardens and many, many fruits and vegetables. These people had made separate palaces for the winter time, for the summer time as well. And they actually carved these palaces from the mountains. They carved the stones in the mountains and made their palaces in this. They relied a lot on their power and their numbers. They were very proud of their estates, their villages, their palaces, which was carved in the mountains, and they lived a life of luxury. But their disbelief, their evil deeds, their cruelty brought upon them the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this happened with that mighty windstorm that wrecked and destroyed the entire village and destroyed each and every person, causing those blackbirds to pick up their bodies and dump it into the ocean. Their existence has been wiped off the face of this earth, and there are no signs of their graves either. So where do we people like us stand to face the punishments of Allah Azza wa Jal? Think about it. Each person asks himself, look into the mirror and ask yourself, that what disobedience am I guilty of? I am a criminal because Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded me to do these things, but I'm not doing these things. I'm doing those things which are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and are obeying my nafs, my lower desires, and are obeying Shaytan, Satan, the cursed one. May Allah forgive us. But remember, for us to make sincere tawbah, there are certain conditions and requirements. When we are making tawbah and repenting in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal, our ulama ikram, they have mentioned, we must have sincerity when we are begging Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. We must have nadamat. We must have extreme remorse and regret for having done those sins. we must make a firm intention that we will not commit those sins again, then inshallah ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, our tawbah, our repentance and seeking of forgiveness will be accepted by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal had stated as well, and this is mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 96.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
Translation from Ghanz al-Iman. And had the people of the dwellings believed and been pious, we would have surely opened for them the blessings from the sky and from the earth. But in fact they denied, and we therefore seized them on account of their deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an is full of these messages, messages of guidance. The Qur'an does contain many historical facts, many scientific facts, and other knowledges and sciences as well. But essentially, the Holy Qur'an, the glorious Qur'an, is a book of guidance. Guidance for you and I, that if we have any problem, any situation, turn back to the glorious Qur'an. Turn back to the blessed ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will find our practical and perfect solutions contained therein. But if we are looking for solutions elsewhere, then those are temporary solutions which will not fulfill our desires and our needs. May Allah Azza wa Jal bring us closer to the glorious Quran and its teachings and to act upon its commands. May Allah Azza wa Jal bring us closer to the blessed sunnah lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we may follow it with good intentions and that we may receive reward and peace and satisfaction and success in this world, in the grave and in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.